conscious for part of the flight down. None of Deinzer's subjects experienced complications, though. Hearing instructions via radio sets in their crash helmets, they were guided toward the landing strip, where most were able to glide in standing up. However, this wasn't a do this once and check it off the bucket list day. Instead, they had to do it again. Deinzer had asked each person to make 3 separate jumps that very day. After they'd landed, they chewed a sponge and waited their turn to go back up. For some, they did all 3 jumps within the span of a single hour. Why did they have to jump 3 times? Deinzer was also interested in whether people habituate to the rush of skydiving. Do you get used to it, such that it doesn't trigger the same degree of blast? Analyzing the jumpers' saliva samples, Deinzer wasn't surprised to learn that they had a huge rush response to the first jump. But with each subsequent jump, the rush was reduced by about a quarter. By just the 3rd jump, there was still a pronounced rush of stress, but on average, it was now only half the first jump's intensity. It was more akin to the stress you get from driving in slow traffic that's making you late. Apparently, hurtling to the